Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A ceasefire has been extended in Sudan, where more than 400 have been killed since fighting began 10 days ago.
Governments around the world are pulling their citizens out of Sudan as two rival generals escalate their fight for control of Africa's third largest country.
We have deployed U.S. intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance assets to support land evacuation routes, which Americans are using.
Several dozen Americans were part of a UN convoy that journeyed more than 500 miles from the capital city of Khartoum to Port Sudan in the Red Sea. Nicole Skanga, CBS News, Washington.
Tucker Carlson is no longer with Fox News. The network says they've parted ways with the popular conservative host. CBS's Robert Costa on the response to the news.
Shock inside the right wing of the Republican Party, inside conservative media. He has been a highly rated figure for many years, someone who was had a convening power for those who had ambitions inside the Republican Party, especially on the presidential level or on the congressional level.
Also, in another abrupt departure, CNN let go longtime host Don Lemon. He tweeted he was stunned. CNN said they parted ways amicably. President Biden is poised to make a big 2024 campaign announcement in just hours. White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe on what we can expect.
We anticipate it's coming in a short video message, similar to what many other candidates up and down a ballot these days do. What's unclear is whether he's going entirely into launching the campaign now for certain, or perhaps teasing the announcement in another way. Looks like it's leaning towards a full-throated announcement.
Jury selection scheduled to begin Tuesday in a trial where former President Trump is accused of attacking a woman in a department store dressing room back in the 90s. Our Matt Piper with details.
E. Jean Carroll says Trump raped her in a New York City department store in the mid-1990s and defamed her when she went public with the story in 2019. Trump has denied her allegations, claiming she fabricated them and accused her of doing so for publicity. David Logan is with the Roger Williams University School of Law.
Just to prove that Donald Trump acted with intent, that he wanted to have his body touch hers, that his body did touch hers, that it was in a harmful, offensive way, and that she didn't consent to it.
India is crowded, so crowded it's set to overtake China as the most populous country in the world by the end of this week. China's birth rate has plunged recently, with its population shrinking last year for the first time since 1961. Its population could drop below a billion before the end of the century. In contrast, India's population is expected to continue growing. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured, with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com. Or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now, or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
And welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Crudy is off. I am Dom, the other Devil's Advocates. Thank you for listening. Evan on the board, our fair audience. It's Monday, but I am super happy today. Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, our friend, joining me in studio for the next 2 hours. Maggie, so good to see you. It's been way too long, sister.
No doubt, my friend. It's Monday. We're here. And there's just been a couple of things that have been happening this Monday afternoon.
Today is Monday, April 24th. And during our prep work today, we've come to the conclusion that today will forever be known as April 24th is Jerk Firing Day?
Jerk Firing Day. I definitely think that there's been a precedent set. There's been some nationally recognized jerks getting fired today.
I mean, so today, from now on, if you got to do it, you got to clean the house Monday or whatever, April 24th. But today's Monday, April 24th, you get rid of them. Now, you know, during the collaborative creative process, we actually came up with different name for today, but right. we couldn't use those.
The FCC would object.
So it is Jerk Firing Day. Welcome. And the game we'll play today as we delineate, identify, line up, tell you who all the jerks today who got fired. Who would you like to see fired? 844-967-2789. Maggie, there's lots of jerks that got fired today. You are the guest of honor.
Ooh.
Who would you like to discuss first?
Wow. Well, there's such a lovely variety of jerks today. Yes, it sort of depends. Do you want to start, within the media or within sports?
Ooh.
And do you want to start on the right or the left end of the dial?
Well, I mean, this is Wisconsin.
Yes.
And we do love sports here in Wisconsin.
We do love some
and
sports.
And we especially love our Green Bay Packers. All right, let's go there. Maggie Dawn, Aaron Rodgers traded from the Packers to the Jets. It is official.
Yes, well, just ask him. He's immune or what?
Yeah.
Immunized? Immunized.
Yes,
I'm immunized from any sort of criticism, right? I mean, goodbye, Aaron. this to me has been very, very long overdue. I grew up watching the Packers and sort of buying into the whole mystique of the Packers, really going back to that most famous of all coaches, right? And I have to imagine that Coach Lombardi would have had a lot more choice words for Aaron Rodgers than did Matt LaFleur, right? And listen, we could spend a whole hour talking about this new breed of NFL coaches that are sort of the soft touch, especially with franchise QBs or extremely popular players. But at the end of the day, the guy's a liar, liar, pants on fire. He's a total megalomaniac, total pathological narcissist. And unless you were one of his favorite receivers, who also happens to be with the Jets now, like, he would have to be totally toxic in that locker room. So jerk number one from the NFL. Goodbye, Aaron. Nobody is going to miss you, or at least I won't be missing you.
Oh, May, so critical. The four-time MVP, as reported in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Tom Silverstein.
That goes for most valuable prima donna.
Is that what it was?
I think so.
Happened on Monday. Packers agreed to deal Rodgers to the Jets for what is essentially 2 second-round picks, a second of which could become a first in 24. Here's what ESPN said. The Packers receive pick number 13, a second-round pick, number 42, and a sixth-round pick, number 207, in this year's draft, plus a conditional 2024 second-round pick that becomes a first if Rodgers plays 65% of the plays this season.
Dun, dun, dun. Could you see Rodgers? I mean, this would be super on-brand for Aaron Rodgers to, like, exactly keep track of how many and come in at like just 64% to spite the Packers. So on brand for Aaron Rodgers. You know, I think there's going to be a lot of dissection of what the Packers got for this trade. Certainly getting a couple of pretty early second round picks is going to be powerful. And if they can parlay that, if Rodgers actually plays for the Jets and we get a good first round pick, that may very well be franchise changing sort of picks.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, I'm no football expert, but it seems to be a pretty reasonable deal given the fact that he had lost all utility to the Green Bay Packers in this last season in spades, right? I don't think you could put together a cogent argument that Aaron Rodgers was on balance a plus to the Green Bay Packers organization this past season. So goodbye, Aaron. I am not sad to see you go.
The Jets will receive Aaron Rodgers, of course, pick number 15 and a fifth-round pick number 170 this year. As reported, Packers are not only dealing their future Hall of Fame quarterback, but they're also ridding themselves of a contract that calls for Rodgers to receive a guaranteed $59.1 million in 2023.
Overpaid.
Right. So Aaron Rodgers is out. It is April 24th. It is Jerk Firing Day. You can join us, 844-967-2789. That's the Wisconsin lead. That's Aaron Rodgers. But, of course, we all knew this was coming.
You know, not an if, but when. And, you know, true to form, like Aaron Rodgers does, all Aaron Rodgers news gets broke on that lame podcast that he would use to talk about his ayahuasca use, his deep emotional, you know, self-revelatory journey. I mean, talk about a guy who only knows how to talk about himself.
Oh, but that's self-help. I mean, you can't have self-help without the self, Maggie. I mean, you know, I'm just saying.
I guess. It's you just ask Aaron. It's all self, all day, every day, doesn't matter what team, he'll go on and talk about his sensory deprivation chamber,
right,
and the fact
right.
that he's friends with that dippy, like, I don't know, influencer guy that now thinks he's a boxer. I mean, what? Total distraction. I say good luck, Jets, or maybe not so much good luck. Enjoy
right.
what you've now reaped.
Yep.
Anybody hearing weird echoes of Favre eventually ending up
like,
at the Jets?
Did we do this once before?
It's deja vu all over again, Yogi Berra would say. I just want him gone. I want him out of our league, or division, I should say. I think he's a huge distraction for a franchise like the Packers, he also, I would suggest, was never a great culture fit, right? Like, the part of the Aaron Rodgers story that always resonated a lot for the Packers was this guy that was sort of looked over and had a chip on his shoulder.
Right, he got picked way later than he thought it was gonna. Then he sat there and watched, waited
his
turn.
Watched, yep. Yes. Yep. That story about Aaron Rodgers resonates with Wisconsin
Still
sports
does.
Fans.
It's a great
Absolutely.
Story.
Absolutely. I enjoyed that part of watching Aaron Rodgers really come to be a leader on the team. Everything after that first Super Bowl win has basically been an exercise in egomaniacal self-love for Aaron Rodgers and not very successful for the Packers. How many times did we think, well, this is the year?
Oh, so close all the time, but
this is the
there.
Year. And he seemed to very much fall apart in those critical games. And listen, if we're talking about firing jerks, right, which April 24th,
That's
National
it.
Fire the Jerks Day, one of the things, and I've talked about this on a number of shows, that you look for in leaders is that they step up and take responsibility. When the team loses, when the team takes a hit, when things aren't going well, they don't look to blame other people. They stand up in that void and say, I am ultimately responsible. I think the jerks that we're going to talk about today, that is the thing that they have most in common. Absolutely no sense of responsibility. They want to blame everybody but themselves for what are bad results and then sort of watch the thing burning and go, what are you going to do about it? Right, I dare you to fix it. All three of the jerks today, people might want to throw in a jerk or two of their own.
lots of jerks out there, and some are justified. Today is April 24th. We have deemed it Fire the Jerk Day. Aaron Rodgers is first. And as expected, we knew this was coming, although it was drug out. But what we didn't know when we woke up today,
yeah,
what a lot of people didn't know, hell, what Tucker Carlson
didn't know
when he woke up today, that his last day at Fox News would have been Friday.
Thanks, Tucker. Goodbye.
Evan, I believe we have a little sound of Tucker. Is that from Friday? Maybe we could roll that up. I mean, it is kind of historical now. Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News, as the Washington Post reports, the apparently hasty parting. Carlson gave no indication he was leaving in his last nightly appearance on Friday, and the network was still running promos for his show Monday morning. What? Let's hear it, Evan. We got a little bit of time. Let's squeeze it in. Here's Tucker on Friday.
Up, we're loading. Just one sec. I'll get this going.
We'll get there. Don't worry.
I mean, it's historic. Be patient, people. People want to hear this. Tucker Carlson out at Fox News. Got it?
He's a promo. This is madness.
It's madness.
I'll get
All
it together.
Right.
We got 2 minutes. We're going to hear it before the break.
I love it.
844-967-2789. No, for real. Tucker Carlson out. And apparently the decision brought down on high. The man himself, Rupert Murdoch, made the call.
Logan Roy himself, you're out, Tucker. Goodbye. Pack up your stuff and hit the road. I have to say, absolutely shocked. I am floored by this. I would not have expected this. I thought we had seen Tucker Carlson absolutely at the very bottom of the barrel and then kicking out the bottom of the barrel to find new lows. Arguably, Tucker Carlson has been at the helm of the single most racist and misogynistic show on cable news in the history of cable news. And Fox News and Tucker Carlson cash those checks every day happily.
Happily.
They dared the American public to stop listening to that, and people weren't. They kept tuning in. To me, I am absolutely blown away that Rupert Murdoch would pull the chain on Tucker, which has to ask some questions about what else, what other steaming piles are out there.
Well, that's the whole point. What we know, Maggie Dawn, is that it's not about the blue or the red, it's the green. And what is it about their number one guy and their number one spot and their number one channel that he's out today? Join us in some speculation. Let's identify some other jerks that should be fired today. It's Aaron Rodgers. He's traded to the Jets. And Tucker Carlson, he's out at Fox News. We'll be right back.
Fox Nation, use a promo code ORIGINALS for 30 days free. And we'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, have the best weekend with the ones that you love.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies overnight with a mix of rain and snow likely. Lows around 34. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mixture of precipitation likely again tomorrow, highs around 46, a blend of clouds and sun. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 28, a dusting of snow overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
And we'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, have the best weekend with the ones that you love, and we'll see you then.
Here he is, the biggest douche of the universe. In all the galaxies, there's no bigger douche than you. You've reached the top, the pinnacle of douchedom. Good going, douche. Your dreams have come true.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you so much for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Thank you, Evan. That was very amusing. Thank you, Maggie Dawn, our guest devil today, hanging out in studios at the WAUK studios in Waukesha. Aaron Rodgers traded to the Jets today. Tucker Carlson fired from Fox News today. And that one, and now I did have a premonition, only because this guy Dan Bongino was fired from Fox maybe a few days ago. And we didn't really get there because I don't care. I mean, what I do know about that guy is, like, how did he get this show to begin with? But okay, you know, things come and go.
His qualifications? His performance?
Yes, yes. Yes, his wonderful workmanlike, work-like attitude.
Yes.
It seemed to be that was Bongino was fired after the Fox News settlement.
Settlement. That's right. All this is breaking after the $782 million settlement. I posted immediately that, you know, I can't imagine what getting to that number must have been like, right? Because the entire Fox News Corp brand and the Fox holding company's brand has been effectively never give any quarter, never give up, never concede, never apologize.
Yeah, just cut the check and walk away.
And just cut the check and walk away. So they've been able to do that. You know, we look at the whole Fox News empire of Rupert Murdoch. I think the estimates, if I get this wrong and somebody fact checks me on the air, that's fine. Upwards of $15 billion. Some say closer and maybe even over $20 billion. But that is still a bit of a hard pill to swallow. $782 million. Now, of course, Fox not covering a whiff of that. But that is a sizable message. And I think the thing that gets Fox to that settlement, again, is the prospect of putting person after person after person in a witness stand. And then the thing that actually was more surprising to me than even the settlement was the fact that they weren't controlling what Tucker Carlson was saying on air while the Dominion lawsuit was proceeding.
But they were controlling for some time what their media guy was saying on air. They wouldn't even let him talk about it for some time.
Right.
He finally addressed his lack of addressing it.
Right. Let me talk about the fact that I'm not talking about this. Exactly. And put some context around
this. Does that make me
this.
A good journalist? I'm not clear what the rules again are. Lots of people getting fired today. It was hard to imagine Rupert Murdoch coming into a courtroom and testifying. You know, I mean, I mean, as an 80-some-year-old billionaire, I mean, really, that's how you're going to spend your last few million breaths that you have are going to be taken up by that, really? I mean, when you can't scratch the check, why would you bother?
I think Rupert probably would have made a more coachable and reliable witness and easier to prepare and defend on cross-examination than most of the Fox News personalities. Maria Bartiromo is not the sharpest tack in the box. These people have become very accustomed to sort of just going off. And that unhinged TV commentary doesn't work in courtrooms, right? And you have then the very text messages and the counterpose of those versus what they were saying on air.
Yeah.
Now, that would have made for some difficult answering of questions for Rupert, but that guy's really smart. Maria Bartiromo, not really smart. And all of those on-air personalities, it's like roll the tape, show the text, and then nail them on cross, right? That just becomes so painful.
Bartiromo, she's a true believer? I mean, I get it. You know, sometimes you get the mic in front of you, we're goofing around, yeah. Where all of a sudden you get into a rant, and all of a sudden your mind just goes, and your mouth tries to keep up, and you hope you're FCC compliant, and you don't listen to tape. So I get sometimes people can get caught up in a moment, perhaps. Is it your impression that these are the true believers? I don't know that, because if you see what they say in the not on the air, it's hard to think that they are.
Well, I would put the Fox personalities into two distinct camps. I think there are those that clearly knew that all of this was made up fantasy that was being used to fuel continuing donations to Trump's autocratic reelection campaign and his autocratic attacks on the integrity of the 2020 election.
And they
election.
Were saving their bottom line by keeping their
Correct.
Audience from going to Newsmax or OAN.
There was a perfect intersection or alignment of financial interest, right? It was in Trump's financial interest to tell the big lie. It was in Fox News's financial interest to allow his surrogates to promote the big lie because it kept eyeballs on their station at a time when they were losing ground to OAN, that crackerjack Pulitzer Prize winning news outlet, as well as Newsmax.
Does a conspiracy have to be willingly, knowingly, specifically on the conspiracy, or can it basically be a mesh of mutual interests that we happen to go down that road, you know, from a legal perspective?
No, it doesn't. And in fact, some of the most complex and most successful criminal conspiracies that we've seen ever prosecuted in the United States or even at the International Court of Justice at The Hague have been those where many of the actors are unaware that they're participating in a conspiracy. That's how mob bosses do things. That's what enforcers do. They sort of dole out the task to those who might not know that the right hand is doing this and they're the left hand and they're doing this other thing that forwards the purpose of the conspiracy. That is entirely what happened here. But to answer your question most directly, I think Maria Bartiromo was one of the Kool-Aid drinkers that truly believed and was incapable of engaging in any sort of critical analysis of the facts. And yet she was being warned. And that's where the 700 and some odd million dollar settlements come in.
And she remains employed at Fox News, unlike Tucker Carlson.
Bye-bye, Tucker.
He was one of the jerks fired today. But wait, there's more. We'll tell you all about it. Come back with us, 844-967-2789. Maggie Dawn in studio. Stick around.
You've got to be honest about what it means to lead a country. It means killing people.
Okay.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. has evacuated its embassy in Sudan because of a deadly power struggle between two top generals. They've agreed to extend a ceasefire. And now our Deborah Pata with response from the United States.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said at this point, they are not even contemplating putting American boots on the ground.
Hundreds have been killed so far. Two big media bombshells Monday. Fox News let Tucker Carlson go, and CBS's Nora O'Donnell tells us.
CNN has fired its longtime host, Don Lemon. After 17 years at the network, the embattled morning show co-host faced backlash after saying women in their 50s were past their prime.
And White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe tells us a re-election announcement from President Biden is coming.
Earlier this year, late last year, there was concern in the Biden camp that somebody else might try to mount a primary challenge against him. But they all did the math. They looked around and realized they can't beat him.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Pro tip, if you look up a chili recipe and it doesn't have pasta in it, don't think you can just use all of the same ratios, and adding a box of pasta will not just make it into pasta with chili as the sauce.
You added an entire box of pasta?
I did.
Yeah, that's a little much.
That's too much. Mm-hmm. I had no supervision.
Or like a chili hot dish.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. You can join us, 844-967-2789. Lots of jerks getting fired today. Who could be next? Could you think whatever happened? Maggie Dong, Tucker Carlson out today. Number one guy on Fox News, Maggie, and I just saw it, I believe, 3.32 million watchers.
Every night.
Tucker
is really why a lot of people watch Fox, right? And make no mistake, the Tucker formula is not complicated, okay? And let me just, in case you have forgotten the basic rubric of every Tucker show.
All right, lay it on me, yes.
Very basic. Pick whatever topic du jour, layer basically white grievance, turn it up, you know, to like the 10th exponent. And then, in other words, you just drop this enormous verbal bomb, okay? And then you bring on a few guests to talk about it and legitimize it. You ask very sarcastic questions at the end. Why is it not okay for me to ask
a question
about this?
I'm just asking questions over here, Maggie.
Which is an old as time rhetorical tool that's used to effectively try to create a layer of distance between the speaker and the view that they're espousing. And also this pragmatic, like, when is it ever not okay to ask a question, right? It's sort of like, well, when did you stop beating your wife? I'm just asking. why don't be, I'm just asking.
Just asking questions. Inquiry minds
want to know. And then the next day, what Tucker does is have a complete meltdown again with some guests because of the reaction to his extremely race-baiting, misogynistic, xenophobic stuff that he said the night before, right? And just rinse and repeat. So you say inflammatory, very racist thing as XYZ in terms that don't sound racist, right? That are facially neutral, ask some sarcastic questions. People get outraged, and then you criticize the people for being outraged, usually gaslighting them by calling them racist, right? And so goes the cycle. Tucker was really good at that, right? He had perfected, if that was an art form, he had perfected that, and it had appeal, right, for people that feel like they're not quite where they should be.
Well, there's always an audience for that.
Of course.
And if you're better at it, if you're, you know, good at messaging and effective, well, you're going to have a bigger audience. And if you have, you know, flashy ads and good-looking hosts and, it, you know, and lots of pillows, it is, you know, you can... You can influence, and obviously that's what happened. But if we're talking about, though, the number one guy, we're talking about 3.32 million voters, the largest audience in all of cable news in the coveted 25 to 54 age demographic. Tucker Carlson, out today.
Out today.
What is it about a company who looks at a guy like Tucker Carlson, looks at their situation, whatever it may be, because we're on the outside, we don't know. But, and you know that it's green, it's not red, or it's blue. We already know these things. We know what the internal communications were. What was the financial situation? What are the variables to make it time for Tucker to go?
Well, and not just that. We know Tucker is not going to go quietly into that good night. He's going to just, it's like, where does that problem pop up again? Is it going to be on podcast and Newsmax and OAN? Is he going to try to start his own whole flagship new enterprise? Because, listen, Carlson has gone head-to-head with those internal to Fox before, probably most notoriously in 2019 with Shep Smith, right?
Yep.
And Shepard Smith ended up canned. Shep Smith, now on CNN, yep. Right? Fox stood behind Tucker Carlson at every conceivable turn because, as Dom said, there is no red, there is no blue, there's only green, and he was making incredible amounts of money for Fox News. A ton of producers that criticized not just his the rhetoric and as it degraded during the Trump presidency, but what he had to say about the election, what he said about Ukraine before it was the war,
right?
What he said about the Trump influence.
I mean, pick your episode, right?
Which episode of Ukraine are you talking about? And almost all of those people have been forced out of Fox News. This is new, the newsmaker making news. I just never, ever, ever thought I would see this. You know, in 2018, apparently there started to be quite an exodus of advertisers on Fox News. But the show ended up making more money after the public outcry because of the sponsorships that would come in. So effectively, it was like there was no bottom for Tucker. There was nothing that couldn't be said that he would be penalized for, and Fox News seemed extremely happy to line up. So the question, at least that I have, is what else is going to come down the pike? what perhaps this woman who has worked as a producer on his show, who has all of these tapes.
Abby Grossberg. She's suing Fox News for sexual harassment and other alleged wrongs. And she has lots and
she's
lots of
tapes. She's got receipts, as the kids like to say. And listen, is anybody really of a mind? If you're a Fox News fan, okay, that's your jam. Could you really argue that you're not going to expect the way that people language in that organization to be some of the most sexually, like, explicit and uncomfortable language?
I mean,
that
if not there, where? You
right?
know what I mean? Isn't this what we do?
The former Washington Redskins, right? I'm using it during that time that it was owned by that locker room or the Fox News, like, right. newsroom, like, probably on par. Very explicit. And it goes back to Roger Ailes' leadership of this organization. So just everything about this tells me there's got to be something more there. And not just the Dominion suit's done. Well, we've got a couple more coming, right. And it's not just Ms. Grossberg's. We've got the other voting system.
Smartmatic
that's suing as well.
For 2-point-something billion, like an extra billion above and beyond what Dominion
was.
Yeah,
just put it right on top. So they're looking down the pike of some pretty serious litigation. Now, if you're thinking about corporate legal defense.
Yes, I am.
Firing this guy during the course of the Dominion lawsuit probably would have looked bad, sort of didn't even look like an admission of some kind of guilt or wrongdoing. But I will guarantee you that corporations think about, well, if we fire this guy, does he or she become a hostile witness towards the organization?
Oh, yeah, good point.
Right? So in the Smartmatic lawsuit, in Grossberg's lawsuit, how is Carlson going to play that? Right. And that's probably something that he's going to be strategically thinking through. Now, to the extent that the accusations are specifically about the bad things that he did, he's got no choice but to defend that. But
on the liability side, though, I mean, he's no longer with Fox News. If somebody sues him, can he be personally liable for that, or is he still under the Fox News umbrella?
So if it relates back to conduct, actions, words, what have you, that he engaged in while he was still a Fox News employee, he is covered. In other words, Fox is ultimately liable. He is their employee.
But as of this morning, anything he says, he goes goes and starts his own podcast or goes on Bannon's show or whatever and lights up some stuff. He's no longer under Fox's liability protection.
Yeah, that like Alex Jones and those few $1 billion that he owes to Sandy Hook. Yes, that whole liability scheme starts to look a lot different.
Well, I'd rather owe it to you than never pay you.
When I figure that one out, I'll let you know. I can't think that fast on the radio, Dom.
844-967-2789. I'd rather owe it to you forever than never pay you. I'm sorry. I misspoke. Let's get to it. We owe it to our audience. They've been so patient. Thank you for joining us. Happy Monday. We're lighting it up. Joanne from Madison, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, I'm sad for Moscow because it's going to have to fill in those places that it would have those clips from Tucker Carlson or something else. I mean, it was our biggest export to the Soviet Union. Just a little note about Tucker. Where I don't miss him at all is the little digs he would make at women of color. Mm-hmm. Always. A woman of color was the low IQ, blank, blank, blank. The low IQ Kamala Harris, whatever, Susan Rice. And that was completely uncalled for. I mean, even when Tucker was delivering straightforward stuff, it would always be low IQ, and that's a sin I can't forgive. Thank you so much. It's been a great show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Joanne, you're not too far off. I thought I heard this earlier, but I had to do a quick Google search. Russia state media is already offering Tucker Carlson a job, the Daily Beast reporting. Business Insider, Russia to Tucker Carlson, run for president.
Yeah.
Visit Moscow. We'll happily offer you a job if you wish to carry on as a presenter and host.
Dennis Rodman goes to North Korea to meet with Kim Jong-un back in the day. And Putin is hiring Tucker Carlson. I mean, Joanne's got it 100% right? Carlson gave Russia good propaganda to use to attack the United States. But it was more the inverse that
right.
was the problem.
Right.
That Tucker Carlson was effectively a pass-through
yes.
for all the GRU generated. And the GRU, just to remind everybody in the acronym SOUP here, is the legacy inherited intelligence intelligence arm of Russia that used to be the KGB under the Soviet Union. Effectively, all of that misinformation campaign, all of that propaganda, the entire what I'm going to call Russian information machine targeting the United States. And make no mistake, there, the entire purpose of all of that misinformation, those lies, is to sow civil discord and division in this country.
Chaos,
and,
baby.
And Tucker Carlson was an unflinching megaphone for Russian propaganda. I mean, yeah, he spliced together the McCarthy stuff in a way that worked for Russia, but we should have been far more worried about the day-over-day endorsement of Russian misinformation that Tucker Carlson and Rupert Murdoch simply were happy to use to cash checks on for these now many, many years. I mean, he was effectively probably the best Russian spy without being a Russian spy.
So Tucker Carlson,
right, than they could have ever hoped
Tucker
for.
Tucker Carlson picks up on what the Jerry with the Russians are feeding him. He recycles it, regurgitates it. Then Russia says, hey, look at this American host.
Correct.
Here's what they're saying in America, Russia.
A very sick, symbiotic relationship that profited both immeasurably, right? And that's the meta context here that I always try to, no matter where anybody falls on the dial, is ask yourself, where do the incentives lie?
Yeah.
Do the incentives align with a stronger America? Are the incentives aligned with, we agree on the value, we're having a good faith debate about the how? Or are the incentives aligned that I will say anything, do anything, be anything, and trade any value away to simply enrich by dividing? You know, if it's the former, you can maybe have a discussion. If it's the latter, it's Fox News and generally MAGA folks, right? I think we're hearing some commentary today asking the question, does this portend? Is this turning the page on the MAGA movement? I'd be really interested to hear what the listeners have to say about that, Dom. Do you think that the firing of Tucker Carlson and these continuing lawsuits with Fox News, maybe even the $5 million that an arbiter in Minnesota said Mike Lindell has to pay to the guy who took up the challenge that Mike laid out to prove that his data was false.
Mike Lindell presented a bunch of just random data at his convention, right?
Yeah.
Said, I'll pay anyone $5 million who can prove this is not voting data. And some Republican conservative data wonk did it.
I loved it. It was some 56-year-old guy. He's a data guy, kind of a bean counter type. Mike Lindell specifically says, I'll give you $5 million if you can't prove, or if you can prove that this doesn't show that the election was rigged.
Right.
And what the guy proved was not only does it not show that the election was rigged, it's not even election data from 2020. It has nothing to do with the issue at hand. So do you think that all of this movement is portending a turn of the page for the MAGA movement, for Trumpism 2.0, whether that's with DJT or not?
844-967-2789. We have some callers. We'll get to you. We do want to know. Or do they just crawl back from under the rock because they've always been there and they're always going to be there? Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. That is Maggie Dawes. She is the guest host. We're going to talk about some radio business later on, Ms. Dawn. But you can join us once again, 844-967-2789. We will be right back.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies overnight with a mix of rain and snow likely. Lows around 34. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mixture of precipitation likely again tomorrow, highs around 46, a blend of clouds and sun. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 28. A dusting of snow overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open for your take. 844-967-2789. Tucker Carlson out at Fox News. Dan Bongino, he was fired a few days ago. Question posed. What does this portend for the MAGA movement? Is this bad for them? Or are they just going to shift gears and keep on rolling like the blob? 844-967-2789. Maggie Dawn, the co-devil today. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks so much. It's interesting to see if the authoritarian trend that Tucker Carlson appeals to is going to keep on going. Do you think that these people that talk about liberty and freedom and they talk about how what a horrible dictator-like person that Joe Biden is, when they respond to the authoritarian and to people that are in search of, have unfettered hubris and pride in what they do, and when our literature, even going back to, you know, the ancient literature, like, you know, whenever the hero gets too full of himself, usually the gods find some way of punishing him. That like Gilgamesh, when his immortality was stolen from him by the snake, that the warnings of Greek mythology and the tales of King Midas and others. I mean, the Greek heroes often, you know, met with horrible fates because they got too full of themselves, and that.
What MAGA's like understanding the whole the Greek culture? I don't think they even have those books in the library. There might be some genitalia exposed in some of the statues. Thanks for the call, Mark. You know, I was recently in Italy, Maggie, and wow, what a sausage party, man. Michelangelo had no problem, you know, with naked men all over the place.
But all over.
Apparently, in some places in this country, that's considered porn. So I question whether or not some American MAGA folks are, you know, being too philosophically deep on their criticisms or why they are the way they are. But thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Tom from McFarland, you're next. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Thanks for taking my call, and I think the idea that this is going to do anything to stop the MAGA crowd would be wishful thinking on our part. They've always been there. They haven't gone anywhere. And unfortunately, it's a movement that spreads through social media. So the only thing that's going to happen is to amplify that voice. And now that they've had a taste of that power that they're actually looking for, they're not going to go back underneath those rocks. They're just going to get more violent. They're going to become more aggressive. They're going to do whatever it is that they can do in order to maintain power. And you're seeing that within Republicans. Look at, you know, how the Republicans are doing everything they can to help bring about that, you know, suppression of votes or voices that are counter to them. What was it the other day? We just had a prominent GOP strategist and attorney who gave a very high-profile talk to the GOP about college kids and how they are pretty much a lost cause for the GOP. And rather than trying to come up with policies that might attract the college crowd, they're coming up with strategies of how they can suppress the college crowd. That's the GOP.
That's the quiet part out loud from Cleta Mitchell. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, Cleta Mitchell, Tom, a former Foley and Lardner partner. I believe she was also one of the attorneys on the very famous and totally honest phone call that Trump had with the Georgia officials when he asked for 11,780 votes. That's a great point. But again, I would remind you, Tom, Paul Weyrich was saying these things back in the 80s, you know, to the evangelicals. They want less people to vote. It's better for the conservative movement if less people vote. You know, and what an admission, Tom. You know, our policies
quiet part
suck
out loud, yep.
So bad that we can't convince people to vote for us. So our best option is to suppress the vote. 844-967-2789. Meg, any thoughts?
Yeah, that's the GOP brand. It's been the GOP brand, and it's been the GOP strategy for the last 20 years.
Do the kids know that? Because I don't think they do.
I mean,
the way Gen Z came out, and Cleta Mitchell specifically referred to Wisconsin.
Yes.
Oh, we're making it too easy. The kids, they roll out of their dorm rooms and go down the street, or maybe, hell, even in the same building, and vote and go back. It's like they don't do enough. It's not hard enough for them, Cleta Mitchell? Really?
Yeah, there aren't enough obstacles to voting. Odd that nowhere in the Constitution, for all those, you know, strict constructionists, read Dan Kelly, there's nothing in the Constitution about restricting voting other than the age of majority, right? Somehow, very tuned up about gun rights and very literally interpreting exactly the words of the document there and that they shall not be abridged, but we'll walk all over your most fundamental democratic right, and that is to vote without any compunction. Listen, we've been starting to get Republicans on tape saying the quiet part out loud for a bit now. Yep. Not only do we have Cleta Mitchell saying we should be suppressing the voting age college kids, but we've had other Republicans in the last few cycles saying, yeah, we put these voter ID rolls in place because it helps keep poor people and black people from voting.
And college kids, yes.
And those pesky, if it wasn't for those pesky kids, I would have gotten away with it.
Right. It's the Scooby-Doo philosophy of the Republicans. 844-967-2789. Here's Omega. CJ, you're up. What do you think, man? Fox News, Tucker is gone. What's your opinion? Why do you think Tucker's out?
Well, I'm sure they're using the excuse that he's paid too much money. So just like Aaron Rodgers has gone bye-bye, they're going to do that to Tucker. But I find it funny you guys will avoid Don Lemon. You'll
avoid
that's
our third jerk.
We got it.
Oh, that's our third jerk of the day.
The 18-year-old naked guy in the Sun Prairie shower with 14-year-olds. You guys are probably okay with that. But the Republicans...
Oh, come on, CJ, honestly, brother, honestly, like, we can argue, but nobody is okay on this station, or I'm never going to claim that you're okay with sexual assault or pedophilia or the rape of children. Don Lemon is a terrible jerk. He has had problem for years with misogyny. Thanks for queuing up the third jerk of the day that's gone bye-bye. That is Don Lemon. That's why at the beginning of the show, what did I ask? I said, do you want to talk about sports or media? And you want to talk about media on the right or the left?
That's right.
Don Lemon was the guy, the other jerk that got fired today. He said things like this, texted this to a young reporter by the name of Kira Phillips about 15 years ago, who got an assignment that Don wanted. He texted this to her: now you've crossed the line and you're going to pay for it. Don Lemon should have been fired 15 years ago. It's high time CNN caught up with that. It's a shame that it took this long. 3 months ago, since we're on it, CJ, thanks for bringing it up, he said that Nikki Haley was past her prime because she was in her 40s. Screw you, Don. I'm in my 40s and I'm just hitting my stride.
That's what I'm saying. Don Lemon is out. CNN said Don will forever be part of the CNN family. We thank him for his contributions over the last 17 years. We wish him well and we'll be cheering for him on his future endeavors. I'm stunned, Don Lemon said, arguing the management did not have the decency to inform him of his firing directly. Quote, at no time was I ever given any indication that I would not be able to continue to do the work I've loved at the network. CNN, they refuted that. They said that's an accurate quote. He wasn't offered an opportunity to meet with management, but instead released a statement on Twitter, the network said in a statement. Yes, negotiation by Twitter, that always works out.
Just ask Elon Musk.
Don Lemon out at CNN. Tucker out at Fox News. And Aaron Rodgers out at the Green Bay Packers. Spoke for the Devil's Advocates. Maggie Dawn hanging out. One more hour of the happy hours next. Stick around. We will be right back.
Seeking no truth. Winning is all. Fighting so grim, so true, so real.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura-battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.